Great Blue, how do you do? Day's light has returned, and my schedule beckons. I have left my wooden watching place to steal one last look at the lake, when from somewhere to the right a great blue heron comes flapping, landing on the nextmost pier, and clearly intending to get in some fishing. I can do nothing but watch as he deliberates along lichen-spotted boards, perhaps with a slight limp in his walk, neck flexing rhythmically, sharp eyes trained on the water and the creatures within it. Just when my attention wavers, he slips into the shallows to emerge with a fish, yellowish-colored and wriggling, grasped in his blade-like bill. Now my only choice is to tarry here until he swallows it, which takes a surprisingly long time. Is it a little too large for his comfort, or is he waiting for its movements to slow, or just aligning it to his gullet? When at last he gulps it down, I am free to go, having missed one deadline, but as surely met another.